Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, it's time for the wisdom moment. You know, we always talk about, you know, we need wisdom, God's wisdom. And with that, you know, you look at Proverbs, the Word of God. You know, Jesus is wisdom. You know, one of the wisest men outside of Jesus Christ that ever lived was Solomon. Solomon and all of his wisdom. And so, you know, he wrote in the book of Proverbs. And today is the third of the month. And so we are going to look at Proverbs chapter 3. We always do the corresponding day of the month with a corresponding chapter because there's 31 days. And so we're looking this morning at Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. We're just going to read this and just talk about it because we want wisdom, right?
Right.
Lord, give us wisdom. And this is what the word says. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. Wow. You know, I don't have as much difficulty as other people because they're so smart. You know, but first of all, he tells us this, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. I mean, how many times can we be guilty of giving God 80% of our heart? But 20% of it, you know, we're fearful about that part, or we're like, oh, and because of that, of course, our paths aren't straight, and we don't have a peaceful life. We're not able to make it through difficult circumstances. We're like all over the map, and so trust. You think about trust. Trust is trust. You think about a child. You know, when they're real little, you're holding, you know, a toddler on your hip or your arm, and they're just hanging all over the place, and they're not even thinking about hitting the floor. They don't even think about that the floor is hard, that dad or mom could drop me. And you've got to actually make sure as their parent that you keep them from dropping, because they trust you so much. It doesn't even cross their mind until you drop them, I guess. You know, but think about it, that we got to have that kind of trust in God. We got to have that kind of trust in God.
Right.
You know, the old thing about called footprints, you know, when the man is, you see this picture of these footprints going through the beach, and it's just totally washed clean. The sand is, it's real smooth, and you see one set of footprints going down. And the statement is, you know, Lord, I can't believe that you left me here all alone, and I had to do all of this on my own, you know, and he's real offended with God or something of that nature. And then he finds out in the very end, he says, that's not your footprints. Those are my footprints. I was carrying you through all that.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that awesome?
That's good.
It's like, doing. Oh, yeah, Lord. Right. You know, I took credit for all. Lord, forgive me. You know what I'm saying? You know, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. I mean, watch children with their parents. It's amazing. It's like this default setting, you know, that they're going to take care of everything. Everything's totally fine. I mean, I've never seen a five-year-old come in and go, I'm a little concerned about the balance in the checkbook. I was thinking about the mortgage today. I mean, what is our interest rate? And do we need to readjust or refinance today? No, they just come in and go, hey, do you have some Tonker toys, you
know, yeah,
some game to play, or, you know, and they just have this innocence about them, you know, unless you become like a child, Jesus said, you can't even enter into the kingdom of God. And so we've got to understand that if we want this straight path, if we want this peaceful path in God, then we've got to have a trust in him. And, you know, love always trusts. Somebody says, I love God, but I just don't trust him. Those are bipolar statements. They're the up and down statements. They're right and left. They're the antithesis of each other. Because if you love God, you trust him. Because love always trusts.
Right.
And so I say, oh, my goodness. There's areas of my life and my heart that I have not been trusting God in. And it could be because, it probably is because you trusted others or trust God, you know, and you were hurt. Well, that's why God heals us. He heals us from all that. You know, and it's being hurt is not an excuse not to follow God. You know, right? Mm,
yeah, that's right.
If it was, Jesus would have an excuse not to follow the Father, right? And so, trusting in the Lord with all of your heart. He says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not onto your own understanding. Now, he's not saying that we don't have understanding. We talked about that yesterday. You know, we want to be able to have discretion. We want to be involved in the affairs of our life. And you know, we do everything we can do in our own strength in regards to laying things out and being wise and being good stewards and all that. But we don't, and we lay the plan out, but we don't trust in our plan. We trust in the God of the plan.
Right.
When a lot of people are just waiting for, you know, provision to drop from heaven. You know, they're manipulating in how they're treating people to get something from them. Or, but with this, you know, you're involved. You actually have understanding. You write the vision, for example, for your life and make it plain so that others can run with it and all the things he says in Habakkuk 2:2-3. You do that, but you don't, that's not what you trust in. I mean, you make that clear. You write it down. And that's your understanding based on what you see and God saying in his word. But you trust in God to bring it to pass. I mean, you think about Joseph. Joseph had an accurate vision. He had a vision for where he was going to be, what was going to happen with his family, how things were going to go. And he began to share that vision,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
But he did not lean on his own understanding, because if he did, he would have just demanded of them to do what he actually saw in his vision. Instead, you know, he allowed them, I mean, if it was allowed, he had more brothers trying to, you know, it's amazing his brothers were trying to do him in.
Right.
And shared it with his brothers, and his brothers, you know, okay, we're going to have to kill him.
Right.
They were so prideful, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to kill him. And so they negotiated, they voted. You know, we'll just sell him into slavery.
Right.
You know anybody that can get him a job? Anyway, so... So with that, he just went in. That was God's plan. He didn't try to wrap his brain around that. Mm-hmm. I mean, how do you wrap your brain around that?
Right.
You know, he was thrown into the pit. Pit stands for preachers in training,
right,
you
right.
know, rejection of your brothers. And so with that, he just held on to God. He trusted God through all that. And he was in slavery. Then he was promoted to Potiphar's house. Then he was lied on. I mean, if the internet was around during the days of Joseph,
mm-hmm.
and you had bloggers and you had you know, the television and all that, you know, Joseph would have been somebody that was reported as dead. You could actually search, do a Google search or a Bing search, and you would find his obituary,
uh-huh.
wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Because he said he's dead. They carried the jacket back.
Uh-huh.
And then you would find out how dysfunctional his family is, because then when they found out he wasn't dead, they'll uncover the plot of the patriarchs.
Right.
Of how they had a plan and a strategy to be able to do him in. And so he wasn't dead. They just told their dad he was dead, and they sold him into slavery.
Uh-huh.
So now you have slavery in the family. You have religious lies. You have people lying to their father. I mean, when you do a Google search, it's going to be bad. Then the next level is that when he's working for Paul, you can't, listen, I'm telling you this because you can't lean on your own understanding. Because, I mean, if that would have been you going through all that, I mean, come on, today? I mean, all the things happening, but nothing's changed. It's just the way that they're getting it out and more information about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so then... he goes and he's working for Potiphar. He's doing really well. God's blessing him as always. And then Potiphar's wife falls in love with him, or right. in lust with him.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants him sexually.
Mm-hmm.
And Potiphar's out. And so she thinks, I guess because she's, you know, Potiphar's wife, that she can have everything she wants. And so when nobody's around, she tries to entice Joseph to have sex with her.
Mm-hmm.
And he does it. And he runs. Sometimes you just got to run. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Run for your life. You know? And so he runs, but she grabs his coat. And so when Potiphar comes back, she's scorned. So now she begins to blog. Now she begins to tell CNN. All
right.
She begins to report that he raped me.
Mm-hmm.
He raped me. So now if you do a Google search on... I'm talking about lean not on your own understanding. Don't worry about all this stuff. Realize nothing's changed. It's what they're doing with the information's changed. God's still the same. Trust and lean not in your understanding. So then, if you Google him now, that he actually he's listed as a sexual predator because he had had raped the reportedly raped Potiphar's wife.
Right.
Did he do it? No. Did they say he did it? Yeah. Did he get sentenced to jail for it? Oh my goodness! Now he's a prisoner.
Right.
He's in jail. He's in jail for rape. Did he rape? No. What was he doing with his brothers when he went out to go see him when they sold him into slavery? Just what the father wanted him to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he did. He was doing everything right, but everything wrong was happening to him. But you cannot trust in your and lean on your own understanding. I'm telling you this. Listen to me. If you just hold on and don't pay attention to all this, you know, hype and realize the reason why it just seems different today, they're reporting it differently today, you know, and so here he is in prison. And then progressively, if you see it again, you know, an article to come up about the fact that he was a person that had the ability to interpret or God, he trusted God to interpret dreams and he gave a key to getting two people out of jail. And, but they lied to him and they didn't let him out, you know, so he was stuck in prison, but he didn't get bitter. I mean, think about this. I mean, leaning on your own understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, one day they come to get him because they know that Pharaoh had these dreams and that he was the one that interpreted the dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And he ends up leading just like the vision was. Just like the vision was. But see, you could have messed up. If you would have leaned on your own understanding, you might have retaliated. If you would have leaned on your understanding, you may have gotten bitter towards your brothers.
Mm-hmm.
But they're the patriarchs. They're going to be, you know, heavens, they get their names in heaven, okay?
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, you could have become bitter in slavery that you got, you know, in a situation. But you understand that, you know, just don't trust in your own understanding. And then you get accused of over and over and over again about things you didn't do. And like the Trump word in America and the American church is the word sex with it. But the reality is we're going to talk about probably tomorrow, no, probably for Thursday, is that, you know, 50% of the church is addicted, they say addicted to pornography and all that. And it's like, why, you know, if it's like, we got to get past this and find out what's up, what's really going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so, or viewing it on a regular basis, they said.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so he has all this lingering over him. And then they just come and get him. The will of God against his will comes to pass. I like what Robert Kennedy said. You know, Robert Kennedy was running for president. He's the brother of, you know, John F. Kennedy, who was assassinated November the 22nd, 1963. And he's running, I believe, in 1968. And he gets the news. He's standing. He's giving a speech. And in the speech, they come and whisper in his ear, and a huge tragedy took place in our country. And anybody could relate to that tragedy. Robert Kennedy could relate to it because his brother was assassinated in Texas on November 22nd, 1963, and they whispered in his ear that Dr. Martin Luther King has been assassinated. And you just see, that's on a video, you can see his response to that. And he's just, I mean, the whole heart of America is just broken. The hope, because this man was an apostle. I mean, he was bringing a people out of oppression, and it was just, you know, it was just horrific. And then he says this, which is powerful. He quotes from, I think it's Xerxes or something like Xerxes or some philosopher. He goes, pain that will not stop, that falls drop by drop upon your heart. And somehow, in your sleep, against your will, comes God's awesome grace and wisdom, and you're free. You think about that, and I'll put the exact quote up. I remember that. But, you know, you go through those moments when you're going through these processes that when all the, you know, I'm taking you to a land flowing with milk and honey. That, and so you think, okay, I'm going to get me some containers because I need some milk containers. Y'all grab some honey containers. And the first place they go to is a place with bitter waters in a desert.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're going to have to walk through the process before you get the provision. I mean, God's just not going to take it. He took Saul without process, right? Mm-hmm. Saul went from zero to hero in 5 seconds, and it didn't work out.
Right.
He regretted the day that he ever made him king. Mm-hmm. Well, David went through process, mm-hmm. and we're talking about Joseph right now. And so understand, against his will, God's will came to pass. Against Moses' will, when it came time for Moses to do what God said, he didn't went through all that. But you don't lean on your own understanding. You have to, listen, this is between you and God. Don't worry about what men think about you. You know, don't do things intentionally to offend men, because you don't want to get, you know, you don't want to stir any dissension up. You don't want to intention, you know, although what they're doing is evil, ultimately like this, this is what Joseph said. He said, what you meant for evil, which means they meant it for evil, God meant it for good. So you have to understand, even though people might be being evil towards you, mm-hmm. That's not happening outside of God allowing that to happen.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? And so, and because he allowed that to happen, he was able to provide for the very ones that were treating him evil.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And so hold on, realize God's got a plan, and don't trust your own understanding, because you'll be, you know, instead of walking through the land of milk and honey, you're going to first have to walk through the place of bitter waters and manna and trusting God and water from a rock. And you're going to have to understand that it's God, it's God, it's God, it's God, it's God. So when he brings you into the place of leadership, when he brings you to that place, he says, do not forget me. Do not forget me. When Saul got there to leadership, you know, Saul forgot God. He just thought he was doing it, and he began to take the reins of leadership and the priesthood and all these weird things. Well, David said when he got there, because he went through process, he says, I know why you got me here. It's to protect your people. And so those processes. So you have to hold on to the vision that God's given you. Lean not on your own understanding. And in all your ways, submit to him. Understand that Joseph, you know, refused to not submit to God. He's just like, I could not do this sin against God, he said.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a tough thing. I mean, when your boss, you know, is making a pass at you, and all your family's provision, or you're looking at slavery or possibly, you know, decapitation back then, you know, telling, disembowelment. I mean, they did weird things back then, that torture and torment. As a matter of fact, I wanted to talk about what's happening in Syria right now. And we submit to God in that. And even David did that. Even though David sinned, David made it right with God. And he still, because he made it right with God, he stayed in the lineage of Jesus Christ. It's not about perfection. It's about saying, you know what? I'm going to submit to you, which means quite often us as flawed vessels in our submission, we're going to the cross again and saying, God, forgive me. Lord, forgive me for my response. Forgive me for what was in my heart that wasn't right. You know, and he forgives us.
That's right.
You know, we're talking about the wisdom moment for the day. And then finally he says, if we'll do this, that's what he's saying, he, God, will make our path straight.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
He'll make our paths straight. The wisdom moment for today is Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to the Lord, and he will make your paths straight. We'll be right back in a moment. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.